The Chronicles of Pern by Anne McCaffrey. The Pern Survey. It's the third planet we want in this pernicious system, Castor said in totally jaundiced tone, with his eyes fixed on the view screen. How's the hairpin calc going, Shava? She looked up from her terminal, screwed up her face for a moment before she spoke. I'm happy to report that'll work out fine. Pity we can't have a look at the edge of the system, she added. I'd love to have a look at those heavyweight planets and the Oort cloud, but that can't be done when we've got to do an entry normal to the ecliptic. As it is, the slingshot will only give us 10 days on the surface. She cast him an expectant, wry look. He groaned. We'll have to double up again. When she gave him a long, half-stern, half-sardonic glare, he added, Partles, Shava. After so long together, we all know enough of each other's specialties to do a fair report. Fair? Ben Turnian said, his quirky eyebrows raised in amazement. Fair? To whom? Damn it, Ben. Fair enough to know when a planet's habitable by humanoids. None of us need a zoologist any more to tell us which beasties are apt to be predatory. And each of us has certainly seen enough strange life forms and inimical atmospheres and surface conditions to know when to slap an interdict on a planet. There was a taut silence, a respectful one, as the four remaining team members each vividly recalled the all-too-recent deaths. Sevi Asturias, the paleontologist medic, and Flora Nevishan, the zoologist botanist, both lost on the last planet the exploration and evaluation team had visited. Castor had inscribed in bold letters on the top of that report, D.E., for dead end. Turbo, the zoologist chemist, had been felled in a landslide on the first planet of their present survey tour, but that had clearly supported some intelligent life, so the initials ILF ended that report. They'd lost Beldonna, the second pilot and archaeologist, on the third, in the same accident that had injured Castor. A planet initialed G-O-L-D-I, good only for large, diversified interests. And they'd orbited one that probes had given them all the information they'd needed to label it L-A, lethal, avoid. To a team that had been together for 5 missions, the casualties were deeply felt. This system, with its primary Rookbat, was the 5th of the 7 to be investigated on their latest swing through this sector of space. We can handle the geology, the biology, and the chemistry, Castor went on, frowning at the jelly cast on his leg, which had not quite healed from the compound fractures incurred in the third system. Well, I can do the analysis when you've brought appropriate samples back. We might not be able to do the usual in-depth analysis of all the biota, but we can find the requisite 5 possible landing sites, regular or serious meteoric impacts, any gross geological changes, and if there's a dominant major life form. Hospitable planets are few enough, but Numero Tres does look very interesting, Mo Tan Liu remarked in his gentle voice. I get good readings on atmosphere, gravity. I think probes are in order. Send them, Castor said. Probes we got to spare. His lips began to twitch again at this further reminder of the recent disaster, which had reduced an experienced team of 8. To 4. We're in a good trajectory to send off a homer, too, Liu added. Federated sentient planets ought to know about the DE condition of Flora Asturias. The bizarre and perhaps macabre practice in the Exploration and Evaluation Corps was to name planets after team personnel who had been unfortunate to lose their lives during surface surveys. We are obliged to report those and that LA immediately. All right, Castor said, his tone irritable. Shall I do the report? Shava asked, in an expressionless voice. I did it, Castor replied, in a tone that ended discussion. He called up the program, and when the copy was ready, he rolled it up into a tube to be inserted into the homing capsule. It would reach their mothership some weeks before their projected return. They will want to know we've discovered another Oort cloud, too. Is it 5 or 6? 6 with this one. I still don't buy that space vibe.